Today, the Berkshire Eagle reported that Berkshire Medical Center has 160 employees under quarantine. The Pittsfield, Massachusetts hospital is fielding COVID-19 cases in Berkshire County. Registered nurse Amber Van Bramer works in the BMC Critical Care Unit and is also a member of the Massachusetts Nurses Association bargaining team. She says some nurses are unhappy with a policy that calls for BMC employees to reuse supplies in the midst of the crisis. A policy that the hospital told WAMC is in line with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. Van Bramer spoke today with WAMC.
It's a little stressful, a little anxious. Nurses are just trying to stay as best prepared as we can, given that we are told to reuse supplies that we just don't feel is safe to be reusing. The hospital has, you know, obviously mentioned that there's going to be a shortage, and they want to preserve all the supplies as needed. But previously, before this was going on, the recommendation from the CDC were to, you know, to dispose of your mask, you know, after patient care. And so now, since the CDC is changing that, so is the hospital. But the nurses are just, like, not feeling comfortable with it. So it's very anxious, and it's short-staffed generally, and now this is just exacerbating the issue because there are a lot of nurses out. I believe it's over 70 just nurses that are out, and there's other people that are out as well. So that's making the situation even more difficult as well.
As far as relations between nurses and management at BMC, that's been an often fraught relationship. What are things like under these extraordinary circumstances?
I don't really know if things have actually really changed. We have given our opinion and some resolutions that we feel could help the situation. We haven't heard back from management as of yet.
From your vantage point, what is the most important thing that nurses need right now to stay supported during this crisis?
I think we just need to make sure that we are supported with the decision of using our masks appropriately, using the equipment appropriately, not being forced to reuse things that we do not feel is appropriate in this time. Because if we get exposed, then we're out, and then we're out more nurses, and then our families get exposed. So just the support of giving us the supplies that we need, and maybe just support from the community to tell management as well that, you know, we should have access to the supplies and use them appropriately.
As far as the actual on-the-ground experience in the hospital right now, it's easy to imagine a movie version of what an outbreak looks like. What does it actually look like in the wards where this is being handled?
I think it's just a normal day for me. You know, we just suit up differently, but the care is still the same. It's just how to protect yourself while giving it.
As far as communication around this mask policy, where are you at with BMC as far as clarifying what's going to happen next?
We don't really have a clarification. We're waiting for the management team to respond to some of the suggestions that we have on trying to prevent the supplies from declining. So we haven't really heard back from our suggestions.
As far as the way the community can support the folks in the front line of the outbreak right now, what would you say to them?
I would just say that if you're not, you know, desperately seeking care, I would say first call the triage line to see if you need to come in. But if you don't need to come in, since there's really no treatment for it that we can provide besides supportive care, to stay home. And if you do need to come in, just be patient with the nurses, that it's going to take us a little bit to be able to take care of you because we do have to protect ourselves. Yourself and the other patients that are there.